Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Encouraging Words for School Counselors. I'm Matt Fleck with Inspire Success. We've talked a lot about COVID this fall, and I know it can quickly get tedious and redundant. But today, my colleague Kelly Dunn talks with a school counselor at Maple Elementary in central Indiana. It was one of the first schools to start school in person this fall and one of the first to close because of a COVID case. But what Counselor Laura Samide found absolutely unique and encouraging was how well their students have handled all of the changes this fall.
You see the resilience in kiddos, and they really, it did not take them long. I mean, you know, they came to school the first day in their masks, and the teacher said, you have to sit here, and you got to be this far apart, and then we're going to sit here in the cafeteria. And the kids are like, okay, that's the way it is. And, you know, and here at Maple, a pandemic was just not enough, so our entire building is under construction right now. We're actually going to double the size of the capacity of our building in the next year.
Oh,
so
yeah.
On top of everything else, we're, you know, also trying to do that. And again, you know, it could be such a stressful situation, but the teachers came in and they were very matter of fact, and they just kind of went with it, and the kids just followed suit. So it's been really positive to see that, just how resilient kiddos are. And even in something like this, I was really bracing myself for a lot of kiddos coming back with some trauma, just, you know, with everything.
Right.
You know, I felt traumatized with everything shutting down. It was like all of a sudden I went from the social person to I was just stuck at home. And so I was anticipating a lot more kiddos dealing with that, but I really feel like they've just kind of gone with it and they're doing okay. So
yeah, I think we always tend to forget about how resilient kids can be and how quickly mm-hmm. they can adapt. And I think that as adults, we tend to worry about it more than they do.
Yeah. We're the problem. Not them.
That's right. Something I think sometimes we lose sight of. Yeah. So have you noticed anything with the masks in school and how the students have quickly adapted to that?
Well, so I had this one kiddo, you know, everybody's wearing the mask, and I had one student that I've known for years, and I popped my mask off to take a drink of my water bottle, and he literally like jumped back. He's like, oh, Mrs. Samide, you look so different without your mask on. It was like in a very short period of time, he'd already become acclimated to this, and then to go back to something else was just kind of threw him. So they just do get used to things. We've had a couple of silly stories of the mask. We had this kindergarten came out of the bathroom, no mask on. He just came out and he announced, well, I peed on my mask.
Oh my gosh.
It's always something. But right. He went down to the nurse, got a new mask, and they went on with their day. So.
That's right.
Unfortunately, didn't try to put the mask on back on after he beat on
yes.
it. So, you know.
Yes, that is definitely resilient.
Smart student. Laura says the way her students have handled all of the changes this fall really shouldn't be surprising. Young students have this well of resilience that is sometimes stronger than what some adults have.
I always tell this to parents when they're dealing with a traumatic situation at home, like a divorce or something. I always tell them the kids are going to do as well as you're doing. And so this year has really become for me not so much about kid mental health as teacher mental wellness, and just checking in with my teachers very regularly and making sure that they're doing okay. Because honestly, the kids are going to do as well as the adults around them. And if we're stressed and we're, you know, uptight and we're cranky, then the kids are going to follow suit. But if we can be regulated and model that behavior for them, then the kids are going to be okay. Yeah, the kids are going to do as well as we're doing. And I've told that to my parents for years, and now I'm kind of trying to tell my teachers, they're doing as well as you are. So if you're having a hard day, let me know, and we need to deal with that.
Unintended plug, Laura says, Second Step, the social-emotional learning and well-being curriculum that many schools use, has a fantastic new and free resource that is perfect for this discussion.
They actually have a new series they just created because of COVID, Second Step for Adults. I haven't got a chance to explore it at all, but they've got like self-regulation and self-care. And so they've got a whole curriculum for adults. I'm really excited to jump in. And right now they're piloting it, so it's free. So that's always good. So
that's
checking
great.
That out today.
It's a good reminder to take a break, take a breath right now, and remind yourself you're going to get through it. We're going to get through it together. Hey, thanks for listening. If you have a story to share or want to hear other Encouraging Word episodes, visit our website at inspiresuccess.org/podcast or drop us a line at info@inspiresuccess.org. Thanks. Have a fantastic week.